So hello all and welcome, and I am the Bachelor Philosopher, also known as the Realist Philosopher, in large part due to the fact that if you are a bachelor, you are a realist, and I just happen to be a realist and a philosopher as well. So anyway, in this video, I would like to discuss, so I came across this chick a while back, and she writes a lot of, if I was a feminist and describing things the same way they do, eat a meal, misandrist pieces that are nothing more than hate speech against men, which apparently isn't a real thing. Don't know how that works, but anyway, in this article, she addresses the so-called incel phenomenon, and she's none too happy about it. So let's get into this article, see what she has to say, see what her issues are, see whatever straw man she can come up with, see what other logical fallacies she can come up with, and let's just have a good time tearing apart whatever she has to say of a negative nature, because you know it's all going to be negative, because this is the Daily Mail, and it's Jaina Hawking, so... Let's get into it. So, from the Daily Mail, I have discovered a secret group of disturbed men. So right off the bat, right, ad hominem, right, they're disturbed. These men are disturbed. How do we know? Because I proclaim they are. And, you know, I write for a mainstream, lamestream rag. So, I'm a certified authority. And so, you know, if I say it, it must be true. Yeah, they're disturbed. Why are they disturbed? Well, I guess we'll see. I don't see how this is anything else other than her opinion. Here we go. Prey. They prey on vulnerable single women. So she's talking about incels. And automatically, something don't seem right here because aren't incels involuntarily celibate? All right. So are they preying on women? I mean, what do you mean preying on women? It's my understanding that the term incel means involuntarily celibate, so they're not getting any play, they're not getting any women, and that's the whole problem, and hence the part of the term that is involuntary. What do you mean by prey? They're preying on them as they try to get women but can't? Is that when the preying is occurring? So they're vulnerable women. What do you mean by vulnerable? So single women, it sounds like she's implying that single women are automatically vulnerable. Well, wouldn't that also mean that single men are vulnerable? Why aren't you white knighting for them? They're not members of the sisterhood. It wouldn't serve my purposes. Oh, everything I do, my purpose is self-serving as a woman. I see. Yes, you only care about helping women because it helps you. You don't want to help men because that would not help you. And in fact, that would go against... your better interests. It really wouldn't, you know. Helping men would also be helpful to women and restoring things to a more traditional roles and mindsets would be good for you, but you don't get that. Yeah, short-sighted, typical. So, yeah, I thought women were strong and independent, but no, now if they're single, they're vulnerable. They love having it both ways, right? Yeah. Here are the... Jeez, Louise! Slimy! Not one positive adjective. Of course, they're slimy. Right? Tactics they use to break hearts. What do you mean break hearts? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on a second. Break hearts? The other way you can break a woman's heart is if you're in a relationship with her and then she loves you and then you just dump her, like out of nowhere or something, and then her heart's broken. If these guys are involuntarily celibate, how are they breaking anybody's heart? Because they can't get any play to begin with. If they're not getting play, how in the world are they breaking hearts? Anyway. Jaina reveals her run-in with incels. Uh-huh. Anyway, the article begins by saying, just when you thought the dating world had surely reached its peak toxicity, well, if it's reached its peak toxicity, why don't you get out of it? By the way, everything is a collective, right? So we're all collectively responsible. So you participate in the dating world. So aren't you contributing to that toxicity? Meanwhile, if incels aren't participating, they're not contributing, right? By your own worldview, that's how things work, right? Right, cultural Marxist, Jaina Hawking. Along comes a group of men who want to vindictively blow up dating altogether. Oh, really? I thought you said they were breaking hearts. What are you talking about? They're not dating. That's the problem. If they're involuntary celibates, how are they going to blow up dating altogether? They're going to do it from the outside, externally, you see. Will they? Let's see. Why? Because they're upset that we women won't sleep with them. Okay. Sure, she made that little qualifier. Well, maybe they're dating and they're just not getting woman to sleep with them. I don't know. In my experience, guys, that either identify as incel or called incels or qualify as incel, they don't get dates. Which is a prerequisite, kind of, to getting abroad to sleep with you. I mean, unless you're paying for it. Anyway, this would be slightly hilarious. Yeah, that's hilarious. Right. Coming from the town bicycle. Yeah, because it's very easy for chicks, even big fatties, to get laid. By the way, I'd like to point out, Jaina, that you're single. That you can't get any man to commit to you. You've never been able to get a man to commit with you, to you. I find that pathetic and more than slightly hilarious. This would be slightly hilarious if these men's intentions weren't so evil. Well, why? Why are their intentions evil? What are you talking about? How exactly is just a state of being evil? I don't get it. People are defined by their actions. What are these guys doing that's evil? They're not chasing me and giving me ceaseless validation anymore. More and more men are waking up. They're not being beta orbiters anymore and buying me meals and giving me a shoulder to cry on while I give them nothing in return and use them for their resources. Oh, I see. Well, I can understand why you're peeved, Jaina. They call themselves incels who are involuntarily celibate. I don't get it. How is being celibate, but you want sex, how does that make you evil? I see a compositional fallacy coming. They're becoming so popular amongst the male community. Are they? I don't know. Isn't they cut like a marginalized kind of group? They're like a very niche corner of the, as you call it, male community, like the manosphere. That they've been included in the Oxford Dictionary as members of an online community of men who consider themselves unable to attract women sexually. I don't get this. How the heck does that make them evil? So in Jaina's mind, if you can't get laid, you're evil? Well, it's very interesting how her entire worldview and moral system seems to revolve around whether or not a guy can get laid. Interesting. They're typically associated with views that are hostile towards women. It says who? It says you? Why are they typically associated that way? Because you present them that way? Generally, inaccurately. I love this. They are typically associated by who? With views that are hostile towards women, because we make that association when we post stories like this to essentially polarize people to be against these men, right? Oh, so interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Women who are, so they're typically associated with views that are hostile towards women. Like what views, for example? Because you've run across a few dudes online spewing venom that is maybe hostile towards women and they call themselves incels. You mean every man that's an incel is those guys? Yeah, it's a compositional fallacy. You're conflating the individual or specific with the general. It's a straight-up obvious fallacy as well. Basically, they blame women and society, which doesn't exist. We're all just a bunch of atomized individuals who happen to be living in the same geographic region. That's it. Society is not a real thing because collectives are not a real thing. There is no such thing as a collective mind, a collective stomach, a collective anything. We're just individuals when you get right down to it. There are no collectives. For their lack of romantic success and their ideology is rooted in the belief that women have too much power in the sexual sphere. Well, that's true, isn't it? I mean, that's just a biological fact, ain't it? Women control 100% of the access to sex, right? Why would you want to gaslight people into believing that's not the case? because you don't want people to hold women accountable for who they sleep with, and women like you want to continue to blame men for their own poor choices and their inability to find somebody because you keep chasing guys that are way out of your league. could that be it, Jaina? Yeah. And are therefore ruining their lives by rejecting them. Well, he's kind of not ruining their lives. I mean, so I don't know where you're getting this. This seems like a false framing to me. I don't know any incel dudes that are, claiming this. I do know a lot of guys that claim that are voluntarily celibate, and that you would probably also label as an incel. Oh, they're just lying! There's nobody on this planet that would want to voluntarily be celibate and not sleep with women because we're so great, so awesome, so wonderful. I find it so interesting. There are still women who are running around calling men dogs and pigs and all, but not nearly as much because it's become plainly obvious to me that women are the dogs and the pigs now. And quite frankly, they're bigger dogs and pigs than men ever were, given how easy it is for them to, get sex. Because again, they control access to sex. So I don't know what she's saying here. By trying to gaslight us into, she's just acting shocked, like such an accusation, such an idea, such a belief. It's just so outside the pale, right? Oh, that's obviously on its face wrong. Women have too much power in the sexual sphere? What an absurd notion. Even though it's biologically 100% true. They have a lot of power. They don't not only have a lot of power, they have total, complete control over access to sex. Now, whether or not you consider that biological fact to be them having too much power, that's another thing entirely. Okay, so there's Jaina. I don't know. Got a little paunch there going on. Yeah, she's starting to show some wear and tear. Yo. I mean, she's not a bad-looking broad. I don't think she's a natural blonde, though. Her eyebrows are quite a bit darker than her blonde hair, and I see the dark roots. Okay, she's not even a natural blonde. Why do you ladies do that? I don't understand why you want to be a blonde. I don't get it. You don't like who you are, naturally. You think there's something sexier or better looking about a blonde? There isn't. Brunettes can be just as attractive. Of course, if you have a horrible personality and you're insufferable, then no amount of bleach is going to make you attractive to a man. Sounds bonkers, right? No. It sounds like you're somebody that doesn't understand evolution, evolutionary psychology, biological determinism, just plain common sense. I mean, men control access to relationships. Why don't you know this? Surely it has nothing to do with their sweaty, creepy, negative natures. Sweaty? Creepy? But just a lot of negative adjectives here. Huh? Sweaty and creepy. Of course, they're creepy because they're ugly, right? If Brad Pitt was hitting her up, she'd jump on that. If it was in the exact same way as she's calling them incels. Of course, she's IDing them that way, certain people. We don't even know if these people are legitimate incels. Is there such a thing as a legitimate incel? Who created that term? Wasn't it just the left-wing media that did that? I mean, even if you fit the bill, that doesn't mean you fit all the other negative monikers she's come up with. Sweaty, creepy. So a dude that is involuntarily celibate is sweaty and creepy? I don't know. I don't know about that, Gina. I don't think that's quite right. There's a lot of average-looking dudes out there that are on your level, by the way, because you're, at this point, would she be average or is she above average? I don't know. I guess she's above average. She is over 40, mind you. But for a 40-year-old, yeah, she's above average. 6'7", meh, okay, with makeup. I doubt she's a 7, she's probably a 6 without makeup. So she's a little above average, okay. But to her, a guy that was a little above average would be, someone she would pay no mind to. So and most women would pay no mind to. And so she would label them an incel. But are they creepy and sweaty? So, got some typos here. It, us women. Okay, I guess you meant to say, it's us women, we're the problem because we choose to say no thanks rather than get nude for them. Well, you've got such a high opinion of yourself. And you've been awful widowed so many times that you erroneously believe that you deserve a 10. A 9 or a 10. You won't settle for anything less, even pushing 50. How dare we? Well, I don't know about that. I think the main thing that a lot of incel guys that do self-identify as that and they embrace the moniker, right, are just trying to point out some aspects of female nature that have really been amplified to an unhealthy extent and taken to an extreme via years, nay, decades of simps feeding their egos. And it's gotten even worse, what with dating apps, where they have the illusion of plenty. And it's just that, an illusion. So it amps their egos up to an 11 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they have unrealistic expectations that they never seem able to break away from. Yeah, you know, how dare you? How dare we? They even have an online forum called incels.is. Never even heard of it. I'll have to go check it out, see what's going on there. Where they vent about their hatred towards women. Is that what they're doing, or is that just the way you perceive it from your privileged position where nobody is allowed to criticize you, which is how you know who's actually in charge? And brag about the very dark things they've done to get revenge against women. Well, what do you mean they? So again, another logical fallacy, another fallacy of composition. A few guys there might have bragged about getting revenge. Probably mostly guys just venting about wanting to get revenge, but they don't actually do anything about it. Hence, they're not evil as she portrays them. And maybe one or two guys on the entire site have actually done something to get revenge against a woman. But since they're all on the same site, by her logic, they're all evil. They call this revenge Chad fishing. I think I can guess what that is, but I've never heard of it. And it involves setting up fake online dating profiles. I find that more than a little hilarious. Person is Chad. Is what bothers you that some guy out there might actually be turning the tables on chicks and getting what you call revenge by using their unrealistic standards against them to try and open up their eyes to the reality of their empty, meaningless, hedonistic lives? Or does what bothers you most is that what they're saying is actually true, and deep down you know it? I wonder, a conventionally attractive male to lure women in. It's amazing how, I bet it's real easy to do too, right? Find a picture of a good-looking guy, write up a generic profile, get 100 messages from women, and just mess with their heads. What's wrong with that? You ladies get messed with guys' heads all the time. You friend zone dudes. You ask them to take you out for meals. You lead them on. You take their money. They buy you lunches. And they think they're going to get somewhere when really you're just using them for their pocketbook to get a free meal. I remember one story a while back. Some chick was talking about how she hadn't had to pay for a lunch or buy any groceries in 2 years or something. That sounds pretty despicable to me and dishonest and disingenuous, eh? Oh, but you don't have a problem with that, do you, Jenna? Do you, Jane? You find that slightly hilarious, I'm sure. Once they've matched on the app, they will set up dates, get the woman to take expensive Uber rides. Well, who told them to do that? Why? Why would you take an Uber on a date? These women don't have cars? I thought all you broads, all your friends and buddies, and I thought women were doing so well, and they are doing better than men now. Aren't something like 60%+ now of university graduates women? And I don't remember what number of new PhD graduates are women, but it's like way higher than that even. It's some ridiculous number. 147 of America's 150 biggest cities, women make more money than men on average. So I'm just wondering, so what? Expensive Uber rides, who cares? Then tell them they've gone to the wrong location and watch as they rush to meet them somewhere else before blocking them. That's hilarious! I think that's funny. No, I don't encourage this kind of behavior. That is not right. Don't do that. I find it amusing. But no, you should not do that. Don't do that. It's wrong. It's toxic and cruel. What about the things I just outlined? Those aren't toxic? No. Women can never be toxic. Only men. Yeah, I see. Right, toxic masculinity, you mean, which women are adopting in ever greater amounts in the way that they act and present themselves to the world? Mm, yeah, Right, but it can't be toxic if a woman adopts it, right? Yeah. Couldn't be that you want men to be less masculine so you can, compete with them more easily and getting jobs and getting promotions. No. And, of course, being the one in charge of a relationship because a pathetic weakling, soy boy who's adopted too many feminine traits, he'll be easy to plow over, right? Yeah. And then he'll let you lead. Yeah, we've seen where that leads, haven't we? Some of the stories on the forum are so disturbing, I can't even list them here. I bet you can't list them because you don't have any, right? You read like one story. She's making stuff up now. Some of them are just so disturbing. Oh, I can't even list them. BS. If they were all that disturbing and there were all that many of them, you would be listing them. You would have a whole essay here of short anecdotes. Summarizing the story in the worst way possible to portray men in the worst way possible. Come on, who are you kidding? You're all about exaggeration and clickbait, honey. Give me a break. Sadly, being a female and gasp having a dating column that talks openly and honestly about all things dating and sex. Why do you do that? Why do you talk so openly and honestly about things that should probably be left in the bedroom? Because that's all you've got. So, yeah, we just talk about dating and sex. Right. Because you're hedonist. And pleasure is everything to you, pleasure for its own sake. You don't seem to realize that pleasure in and of itself exists to incentivize you to pursue a goal, a purpose, something with meaning. Right? You don't get that? No, she don't get that. Otherwise, it's just an empty act, and you don't get anything out of it except in the moment. And it's temporary and it fades very quickly. It's purely physical, and hence you got to keep chasing it, chasing it, chasing it, like chasing the dragon, right? It's a high. It's an addiction. So I have long been a target for men like this. Oh, have you? Oh, you poor thing, you. Chick making six figures, probably. Tons of money. Probably lives in a nice house, maybe even a mansion. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, but we need to feel sorry for you as you lie away and exaggerate and ad hominem and use that to make money. So even as you run around saying that you don't need no man, that's how you make your living. Off of the backs of men. Off of dunking on them. Good Lord, nothing angers an incel who can't get laid. How do you know? How many incels do you know? By the way, this chick wouldn't go near an average dude. She's just, women just average, they just label average dudes incels. Like 80% of men they find unattractive. That entire 80%, incels. They're incels. They can't get laid. I love the way she says that, by the way. They can't get laid. Ha. That's like the highest insult you can think of. I mean, first of all, it tells me that you're a very shallow person, that you value sex so highly, and that you have so little else going on in your life, so little of meaning, of value, that lead to legacy or purpose or fulfillment, that you hold sex in such high esteem that you think that is the most profound insult you can throw at a man. That he can't get laid. Ooh, yeah, okay, yeah. You say more about yourself, honey, when you insult others than you do them. Quite like a woman documenting her fun experiences doing exactly that. Okay. Yeah, both are equally disturbing. I don't want to hear about your experiences getting laid. First time it happened was in early 2019 when I first began writing about my single shenanigans. Oh, really? Yeah, when you figured out that you could monetize your lonely, pathetic cat lady existence. Okay. A man with a large following on Instagram started writing vile messages under my post and in my DMs. Could you give us an example of what you mean by vile? I didn't like it. When I looked at his Insta profile, I discovered that he was popular because of the vile ways he targeted women. Are you sure that's why he's popular? I could say the same thing about you. You're only popular because of the vile ways that you target men. And that's actually true. He would share screenshots of his horrific messages to female celebrities and influencers, taunting them endlessly. His audience clearly couldn't get enough of it. That should tell you a little bit, right? Don't you think there might be something behind all that anger? I mean, if all these people are angry, if you have such a large amount of men that are angry and upset, do you think there might be an issue there? No. It can't be me. Gotta be them. Okay. So gross. Oh, yeah. I had a podcast. Yeah. all the three listeners who was watching that. I never heard of this. And decided to ask him to come on as a guest to share with my audience why he loves trolling women. So he's a troll now. Before he was vile and evil and hateful, so hate speech, peddler. And now he's just a troll. Nothing wrong with that. You're eminently trollable, honey. With the grand sweeping statements that you make about the entire male race and your vile, hateful misandry, you're very trollable. You're cringy even, if you ask me. He agreed and gave me a phone number to call him on alongside a request to show me your, well, you know, charming. Eh. Yeah, he's more charming than you. That's for sure. Of course, you're above average in looks. Yeah, and you'll give it up to any Cheddar Tyrone that comes along. So, you know, yeah, you think charm isn't required. And if you're a woman, it isn't, at least until you get older. Now you're finding out you actually need more. And since people can't change, you're just going to double, triple, quadruple down on riding the CC until it's checkout time. I called the number in surprise. Surprise, it wasn't a real phone number. Yeah, yeah. He trolled you. He played you. Yeah. He ghosted you. He gave you a fake phone number. Yeah, yeah. You know how many men have gotten fake phone? Wait, that's interesting. Women have this habit, like, they don't like a guy, but instead of having, like, you know, the guts, the sheer honesty to tell the guy she's not interested, like, sometimes they'll give him a fake phone number. What about that, Jane? What about that trend? I bet you that happens a heck of a lot more than this, Chad fishing that you're talking about. But you won't address that, of course, because you don't want to call out your fellow females, right? Yeah, useful idiot shills they are. They're the majority of puppets that read your content, you know, and follow you on Instagram and make you a popular influencer. So I decided to block him and get on with my life. Do you have a life, Jaina? I mean, I don't know that you have a life, do you? You sleep with guys that you later regret sleeping with. You probably got a couple cats, dogs. You got boxed wine in your... in your pantry, no doubt. No husband, no kids. You're pushing 50. Do you have a life? I don't know. Well, that was planned anyway. But he did. What he did next was dark and deeply spiteful, was it? I bet you know a lot about that, huh? That's why you can so easily identify it. He took a screenshot of my Instagram account. So what? That's public. And wrote the following message to his 100 plus thousand followers. He's pretty popular. Is he more popular than you? I don't know. Probably not. He's a dude, so, you know. He actually has to do stuff to get followers, as opposed to this chick that just posts a lot of selfies of herself in bathing suits. So before DYL was locked up, what's DYL? Dill? I don't know. This reporter, she's a reporter now? I think you're giving her too much credit. Anyhow, to continue, so before DYL was locked up, this reporter at Jane Hockey was trolling him, saying he was scared. He agreed to do the interview. Yeah, it's okay for her to troll him, but he can't troll her. Well, turnabout is not fair play if you're a woman. You know they don't like having their own tactics used against them, right? He agreed to do the interview, and then she blocked him when she realized he was intimidated by her big words. Everyone got everyone go message her, say, W-O-T, W-O-T, I don't know what that means. Anyway, yes, this guy constantly refers to himself in the third person. How cringy. So anyway, I don't know what W-O-T means, D-Y-L, anyway. Yes, this guy constantly refers to himself in the third person. Cringe. Over the next 24 hours, my Instagram was inundated with creepy mails saying W-O-T, W-O-T under my picture. And in my DMs, it was wild. Yeah, but it was wild. Ah, so notice she didn't use a negative adjective there. Yeah, it was wild. She loved all the attention. She loved it. This lingered for about a week before he obviously found some other poor female to harass. And the W-O-T so eventually stopped clogging my feed. The story goes on by saying, since then, the harassment has continued from similar men with large online presences. Yeah, they want to get a reaction from you, right? It's good for them. It's good for their clout, right? Yeah. Sure. Why not? You do the same thing. You do the exact same thing. You tell me you didn't court this guy and troll him so you could get attention and validation and maybe some follows and views from his followers? Of course you did. There, of course, she's extremely, extremely lacking in self-awareness. So she doesn't even know she's doing exactly what she's accusing others of doing. There's the creepy bald guy in America who has a half million followers on his YouTube channel who dissects my articles each week. Yeah, how dare he? How dare he call you out? He gives these videos titles such as Dating Expert Jenna Hawking Shows Why Women Are Shocked When They Hit the Wall. And Post Wall No Eggs, Jenna Hawking wants $2,000 to sleep with her. All true. I'm very familiar with these articles, and it's a 100% accurate representation. Yes, he's taking aim at my fertility and age. His videos are so factually incorrect on so many levels. Really? Could you tell us on what levels they are incorrect? No. You can't give us specifics, you know. You're just going to be vague so that you don't have to present the facts. It's not a facts. There are no inaccuracies, right? But it's the no eggs part that I find so shocking. What are you talking about? You're 40 plus. You have no eggs. This is a biological fact. You probably froze your eggs. That's about it. Lady, at 30, 90% of your eggs were history. History! You're 40 plus now. How many eggs you think you got left? Oh, that was a totally factually incorrect. I haven't had menopause yet, so I still got some eggs. I don't know. Do you? Do you really? I don't know about that, honey. Oh, this video had 475,000 views and 19,000 likes. Oh, really? Okay. That's pretty good. This man's favorite verbal dagger is to suggest I'm not fertile. You're not! What? Where are your kids? Can you show us your gaggle of kids? Zero kids. I'm 40 plus. You ain't gotta be a doctor to know that you ain't fertile, honey. Come on! Which would be deeply upsetting if I did want kids, but thankfully I don't. What do you care? They wouldn't make such a big deal out of it. What are you getting upset for? Oh! It's me! She talked about me in her article! Yeah, baby! Oh, I didn't know that. I've just come across this. I had no idea. Oh, this is great. Then there's this particularly frightful-looking man. Frightful-looking? I'm not a bad-looking guy, honey. I'm gonna be 60 soon. What are you talking about? Frightful-looking. Get out of here! For my age, I look better than you! Was also attempting to gain notoriety by dissecting my articles online, giving his members deeply sexist commentary on why I'm making other women miserable. Aren't you? I mean, your advice applies to you. Look, and by the way, your advice isn't working for you. You're drinking, you're smoking, probably, who knows? You're going out constantly trying to distract yourself from self because you don't want to be alone with yourself and your own thoughts. Because that deep, gaping, abysmal chasm within you. You need to distract yourself from that because you have no meaning and fulfillment, no purpose to fill it. And God forbid you get self-aware. You don't want to see what's inside that gaping chasm, do you? No way. Oh, I love it. So she's trying to act all high and mighty and talk about all these men. Oh, they do these horrible things. They're trolling me and they're evil, bad people. Oh, they're trolling and they're calling me names. And meanwhile, you're running around calling me deeply frightful looking. I'm a particularly frightful looking man. What is that? How? Why? Who's attempting? I love it. Oh, you gotta ad hom me, huh? You gotta ad hom me. See, I got to you. I got to you. I have very little following, by the way. All right? I mean, I used to have a good amount of followers 6, 7 years back on YouTube, but YouTube, they dumped my channel down the memory hole for spurious reasons, so I was able to get it back after 6 years, and I lost two-thirds of my followers somehow. I have a decent-sized channel on BitChute, which is probably where she saw this, but the fact that she saw this at all, she must have been searching for people. She must have been searching for people. And there's people bigger than me that have talked about her. But for some reason, my tiny little, well, it's a decently sized channel for BitChute, but it's still tiny compared to YouTube. So my small BitChute channel hurt you so much. Was so on the money that you had to address my video. Deeply, oh, excuse me, particularly frightful looking man. Yeah. is also attempting to gain notoriety. Oh, that's what I'm doing. Yeah, I'm not trying to educate men and possibly help some women out there avoid the particularly frightful road that you have walked down, which will lead you to dying alone and being eaten by your cats. giving his followers deeply... You know what? I love this. She can't give any particulars, because if she gave any particulars, we would see they're correct. She just makes general reference, right? Because she's got no receipts. You've got no receipts, honey! Show me the receipts! Show me what I said that was... Oh, it's deeply sexist. Says you! Oh, it's deeply... Is it what you've been saying about men deeply sexist? You call them all these names? You're making all of these vast generalizations about them? These sweeping generalizations and your compositional fallacies? Because you want to portray men in the worst way possible? Isn't that deeply sexist? No. It's fine when I do it. It's okay when I do it. But don't you dare do it to me! Don't you fight my fire with fire, you evil scum men! Oh, interesting. Interesting! Yeah, you're making other women miserable. Don't settle. Don't ever settle. Sleep with the high-value dudes, the top 5%, and then convince yourself, erroneously, that that's your level. And then never stop going for that guy, because that guy is now your standard. He needs to be your standard. And just keep chasing that guy until you get that guy. Which you'll never get, because he'll never settle down, because he's too hot, and he can ride his own carousel until he dies. Actually ride it. But you cannot, because your value is based in your fertility. Which you no longer have. But you keep telling women that they can continue to live their lives like men and that they're going to end up happy in the end, honey. You keep doing that. You keep making women miserable. Go right ahead. Spoiler alert, it's because I encourage healthy boundaries. What boundaries? Could you be more specific? What healthy boundaries? Unrealistic, deluded expectations and respect in relationships. And respect is earned. It's not given. Your problem is you're privileged. You live a privileged life, you're entitled, so just not get in your way. Oh, it's deeply misogynistic and sexist. Boundaries. What do you mean by boundaries? So somebody doesn't respect you automatically. Oh, well, that's sexist. I know, terrible advice. Okay, let me explain something to you, sweetheart. First of all, I don't know what you mean by healthy boundaries. So you'd have to go into more detail. You don't. Second, respect is earned, not given. So nobody owes you respect. Nobody owes anybody respect. I know that's a radical viewpoint. And you as a woman who automatically gets respect from simpy men, since your ego has been fed and overblown and stroked for so many years by these simps and chads alike who just want to hit it and quit it, you think you're owed that, but you're not. You've been living life on easy mode in la-la land, and now that your looks are starting to fade, you're seeing the automatic respect disappearing. And now you interpret that as, oh, that's misogyny and sexist. Yeah, whatever, sweetheart. The one thing these men all have in common is that they get their minions. What minions? I love that she think there is some kind of... I have some malicious intent. I have some malicious, evil intent. My motives are to get my minions. I know the names of, like, two of my, what you would call minions, you mean followers. I only talk to one of them on a regular basis. That's it. I don't have any minions. What are you talking about, you paranoid as F broad? I mean followers. Yeah. Lady, to hunt me down on Instagram. hunt you down, right? I've never even looked at your Instagram. What are you talking about? Maybe I have once. I don't know. I don't think so. I can imagine it's probably loaded up with bikini pics. And send me the link to their videos so I can be taught a lesson. You ain't gonna learn nothing. You're too lacking in self-awareness. I bet when you look in the mirror, you don't even know it's you. Who is that blonde, fair-haired maiden? Well, that's not you for sure. Fair-haired, not. Rather than pondering if perhaps they are the reason women don't want to have sex with them, well, maybe you're the reason men don't want to have a long-term relationship with you. I wonder, is there a term for, like, relationship incel, right? Like involuntary involuntarily single. In sin. Oh, that's perfect! In sin. Living in sin. Oh, that's it, baby! In sin. Involuntarily single. That's you! Because you are the direct one-to-one example of a female incel. Except for women, it's not being able to get relationships. So for men, they can't get sex, they're an incel. For a woman, the thing that they care most about, relationships that you can't get. You're an in sin. In sin, that's you! And you need to be ridiculed and shamed for the fact that you as a woman can't find a man that can tolerate your presence longer than it takes him to slap those cheeks, have a happy ending, and then get the hell out of there. Great. Ah, same thing, exactly what you're doing. And I'm going to label you evil because you're right here bashing men, attacking men, ad hominem men, falsely representing them, misrepresenting them. Compositional fallacies galore, straw men, and then you want to cry victim. When you're the exact same thing in regards to what women value. That's great. I'm an incel. You scum incel. You're the same thing. They instead choose to have me in man tantrums. Tantrums. And dedicate their whole life to tearing women down. Oh, yeah, okay, I love the ego and the hubris. Yeah, because you're so important, sweetheart. Yeah. Somebody makes a half-hour video about you, suddenly that's their whole life. Well, by that very logic, you spend more than that time-wise making your horrible articles. I can say the same thing about you. You spend your whole life tearing men down. Isn't this just projection on your part? Sounds exhausting, right? Does it? Well, I don't know, honey. You might be exhausted. You're getting kind of old. So the stamina's waning. You going to the gym enough? You exercising enough? I know I am. If you look at their YouTube channels, you will quickly discover they are obsessed with it. Obsessed? That's it. Oh, talk about a false framing. Also, talk about a presuppositional argument. What do you mean obsessed? Based on what? Based on your opinion that some do, yeah, just trying to falsely frame, throw out ad homs and poison the well. Anything you could do to get people not to listen to people like me over you. Because everything with you is competition. Right? Right, Jaina? And clearly, the things I had to say, they bothered you. Or you would not have responded. They bothered you a lot. Because I'm a small fish, baby. I'm a super duper. There's very few people that are smaller than this fish, but you felt the need to respond directly to me in this article. I mean, that you're probably running out of ideas and things to write about because you've done so much man bashing, you've gone through the entire man bashing book. You've exhausted every possible man bashing, man hating subject. Now you're just making stuff up and attacking little fish like me who get under your skin. And what's more frightening is they've got plenty of followers, encourage them to keep going. I don't have plenty of followers. What are you talking about? I had a lot more at one time, but that was a long time ago. Imagine if they spent that time in therapy. What are you talking about? I'm a dude. You're the one that needs therapy. You're the woman. You like to talk constantly about your problems. You get men in beta orbiters to sit around and you literally cry on their shoulder. And you have them around just to be free therapists. Because men are more logical, men are more reasonable, men are more rational. You know this. You know this, Jaina. If you're being honest with yourself. Oh, I love this. Oh, yes. Yes. Men that don't like how you misrepresent men and make compositional fallacies constantly. And you don't even give examples. You give no receipts. I saw some men's on a website and they said they did some vile things to the women's. Any receipts? Zero receipts. You just get the claim with no evidence that there's this gigantic group of men out there attacking women en masse. You give zero receipts, zero evidence. That's great. And then it justifies you
ad-homming them to death throughout this entire article and misrepresenting them in a negative manner. Oh, that's okay. You see, but when people actually call you out on and give receipts, actual things you said, things that are biologically true, biologically deterministic, real facts, and point out things you actually say in your articles. Oh, no, no, they're evil. They're evil and horrible, and I've got to poison that whale so you don't listen to their opinions because they're right on the money, and if they weren't, I really wouldn't feel put upon enough to respond. Yeah. You're so strong and independent, Jaina. Nothing bothers you, right? Except the truth, apparently. Ah, yeah. Unpacking their issues rather than letting it consume them. Not even going to address that nonsense. They could have shed the all-consuming hatred. What do you mean? Oh, of course, because nobody can have a negative opinion, negative view about you, or critique the things you say unless they are irrational, right? Comedy aside, people can dislike the things you say without disliking you. Personally, I don't know you. I think you're probably, there's no probably, you're misguided. I'm not going to say you're selfish because actual selfishness would be doing things that were in the best interest of yourself and were best for your well-being. And that would be you having long ago found yourself a man, married that man, had kids, be a mother, stop treating your cats like your kids, and cut back on the boxed wine. But you didn't do any of that. So you're a very misguided woman. You're a bit deluded to think that at your age, you can keep going down this road indefinitely. But you're going to try. You're going to double. You're going to triple. You're going to quadruple down. And I think it's sad, honestly. I think it's sad because, yes, there are outliers out there. Sure, there are exceptions to the rule. There are women out there that can lone wolf it like a man, but let's be honest. Evolution has made men more adaptable through hunting, through war. Men are more adaptable than women. It's that simple. Okay? We're more adaptable. We can handle being alone better. It's in our nature. And again, there are men out there that don't do very well at it when compared to those outlier chicks. But generally speaking, just as with strength, generally speaking, men are stronger than women. Generally speaking, men do better being alone. You know this, Jaina. As much as you want to maybe overcomplicate things so you don't have to accept these facts as what they are, facts, they are true. And so men are going to do a lot better in this new world that you're creating than women. It's really that simple. And you can either change, which is too late for you to do. You're in your 40s. Or you can double down, triple down, buy into the sunken cost fallacy. Well, I've invested this much and it's too late anyway, and I'm too old and I'm pretty much infertile at this point. And you can argue till the cows come home that you are not. But let's be honest, natural fertility is not possible right now. It's highly unlikely, that is. Yes, yes, are there women that are older than 40 that get pregnant naturally? Sure, it happens. How often does it happen? Not often. The vast majority of women in their 40s that have kids, that want to have kids, most of them are getting it done through in vitro and fertilization. Especially women your age. That's an expensive process. But right, you don't want kids, right? Could it be that you're maybe in denial and you're just saying that you don't want kids and you don't want a husband because not so deep down, you know, you can't get either. Sure, you could settle for one of those bottom rung, lower 80% of dudes that you find ugly. Which category I apparently fall into, further proving my point. But you wouldn't be happy. You're not happy now either, but you'd be even less happy in that situation. So you're going to die alone. I hope you're right. I hope you think that, I hope you're right about being able to deal with that. I hope you're okay with that being something that you can handle. I don't think you can handle it so well. And I think you're going to find out when you get older that it's not going to work out the way you thought. You might still be able to ride the CC now and find some kind of temporary happiness and fulfillment in the ride itself and the pleasure it brings you, but pleasure for its own sake does bring neither fulfillment nor happiness in the long run. And that's the kind of fulfillment and happiness you're going to need to get you through to 80 or 90 years old. And I don't see you finding it. And the reason I make stories like this one, and the reason I made stories like the one where you ad hom me, even though you presented no receipts, no evidence for your claims, is to make sure that other people don't trod the road that you are currently on. Anyway, she goes on to try and sound like she's somehow some kind of a benevolent guide who has women's best interests at heart, which is anything but the case. In the meantime, stay safe, ladies. Yeah, because there's men out there that might bombard you with true words. So you need to protect yourself by labeling them as toxic and poisoning the well. Yeah. Gotta do that. Sure, sure, sure. Because until the dating apps up their security measures, I don't think I've ever been on a dating app. I don't even know how Tinder works. Is it right or left? That's your swipe. How'd you choose the person, right? And start insisting people verify their profiles. Uh-oh, I bet you know very well how dating apps work. We best have our wits about us. Yeah, wits. So there you go. There you go. There's Shayna Huckin all dolled up with an inch of pancake makeup on her face, trying to look her best. Yeah, because all you've got is looks, more or less. So anyway, that is my message for Jaina. And let me just say, the reason, again, I make these videos to inform men and maybe reach even a few women out there. Maybe even reach a few women to let them know that this is not the path that you want to go down. Because ultimately, riding that CC, you are just a hedonist. You're living your life seeking out ever stronger and more potent drugs, ever stronger and more potent highs. You're not finding meaning. You're not really getting the pleasure in life from any real purpose, except for pleasure for its own sake. This leads nowhere, and we know this from thousands upon thousands of years of history, and I don't want to hear any crap, any garbage about the world has changed. It's a modern world. Oh, so people have changed. No. False conflation there. Just because the world changes, technologically speaking, doesn't mean people change. They do, but a very, very, very slow pace. You know how long evolution takes? You go back to ancient Rome, you're not going to see a difference between the ancient Roman and the modern human. Except that ancient Roman probably on average had a higher IQ than people today. Okay? Evolution, it takes hundreds of thousands of years for the kind of biologically determined characteristics and attributes to change. The kind of things that clearly Jaina thinks can be deconstructed and reconstructed socially. Yeah. Well, if you say a lie enough, people will come to believe it's truth. But that don't make it true. Anyway, I am the Bachelor Philosopher, also known as the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.